Hey everyone, it's Gabriel. It's February 16th, 2025, early morning, and I want to share some feelings, honestly, is the frustrating part of all of this, is that there's a lot of ups, but there's also a lot of downs, and they kind of come in rapid succession. I've been struggling with, I guess, body image stuff, but I really want to point out how much the whiplash is really there. It was really just the other day I put up a video on how happy recording a video of me doing some actual shoveling made me feel great, made me feel accomplished, made me happy about how far I've come. But now that I really wrestle with that idea, I'm starting to have some lurking fears. And some of these fears sound super irrational. I am worried that I'm not going to like what I look like when I finish. My target is 15% body fat. That's how kind of low I want to go to prove to myself that I have control over this process. I want to go the entire way from 570 pounds to what is, I guess, generally considered a decent body weight for a man. I don't know. That's all over the place. But I'm already experiencing some changes that I like and some that I don't like so much. For instance, I've always had a complicated feelings about facial hair. I definitely felt deficient for not being able to grow a ton of body hair, and facial hair especially. But at the same time, I'm not in love with the idea of facial hair to begin with. Like, to me, I'm like, well, if I just stay clean shaven, who cares, right? That was really the idea. But the problem is that I'm starting to feel a bit more come in, and I think that has to do with hormonal changes after I'm losing the weight and things are changing. That's fine, but I'm kind of wrestling with the fact that I don't even know what I'm going to look like when I'm done. And that's kind of daunting to think about, because I won't say I like how I look now. To be frank, you know, I don't like being this heavy, but to be also quite frank, it's how I've seen myself for such a long time. I've been heavy, quite heavy for over a decade now, most of my adult life. And that's just how I see myself. It's been so ingrained, it's so long, that I can't even really imagine what I will look like once I am down to that 15% body fat target. And it's daunting. It's daunting to realize that I don't even know what my own face looks like. And that's terrifying to me. And like, there are other consequences from getting this big, that once I do get down to that point, there's going to be a lot of, you know, skin flaps and excess skin hanging around. And I'm worried about that. I'm worried about how I will handle that day in, day out. I don't want that to be a thing that brings on a new variant of all the negative feelings I've had about myself this entire way. I know getting down is going to feel great. I know I'm going to love the fact that I can do so much more, that I'll be able to bike again, that I'll be able to do so many things that even still feel out of reach. I am excited to do this, and I am really looking forward to getting to that point. But I do have fears. I am highly concerned that I'm not going to like what I look like. And there's some complicated background to all this. To be honest, if I end up looking a lot like my father, I will not be happy at all. And I don't want to go into the details about that, but that's really what's kind of driving this, is it's like, I want my face to look different from that. Now, I guess I'm lucky in the sense that I have brown hair and not black hair. If I did have black, you know, hair on my head, I would be a lot more concerned. So I'm hoping I can calm down about that. But it is part of the thing kind of driving me. Maybe I didn't mind being so heavy because it was something that differed, at least in my own mind at the time, it allowed me to differentiate myself. And so I'm hoping that as I get down in weight, I will feel better about where I end up. I'm worried it'll take time. I'm worried I'm going to be at the point where I may not like it right away. I may, maybe I'll expect something totally different than what ends up happening, you know, because I don't really have a clue. And that's the part I find terrifying. It's like, I'm kind of jarred by the fact that I don't even know what my own face will look like. And I can guess. I can make, you know, some estimations. And I guess it's very daunting to do this kind of radical change. I'm like, I am not going to finish this process really recognizable from what I am even now. Like, I'm down 100 pounds, but, like, I only see slight variations in how I look. And it's like, I would certainly pick myself up from the street, you know, looking, despite looking different. But I don't know how different things are going to look once I do hit my target. And it does weigh on me a little bit, because it's like, I know it's good for me to get down there. I know all the reasons why you want to lose weight, why you want to get to that point. And I'm still motivated and committed to getting down there, because I really do enjoy this process. I really do enjoy the fact that I'm feeling so much more. The highs and the lows come together, and that's something I'm finding incredibly challenging. I'm finding it so hard to face that I have to face all these problems. But it's good, because it's like, I've solved and tackled so many things that I felt were entirely out of reach. Even simple things like going to sleep earlier at night. That's something that felt like I had no control over it. And now it's getting better. And to be honest, I didn't think I'd be able to change it during winter time, but I'm still making progress in that area. And it's so hard to think about, because it's like, some things are really good, some things are really hard, and that's the entire way. I've been thinking about this recently, where, like, does this process get any easier? I don't think it does. I actually think it's going to be just as hard as it was to start out the entire way through. I get used to things. I get used to cooking for myself, and that's very gratifying when, like, before, I felt like I had to order in food because I was dependent on having something prepared. But now it's like, no, I can buy ingredients, I can plan a meal, I can make it, you know, for myself. And yeah, they're not super complicated. I'm not making, you know, multiple course meals. I mean, I'm lucky if it's like a protein and a vegetable, but it's progress. And so the thing is I'm more used to doing all the kinds of things I'm trying to do. I'm building the habits, I'm reinforcing them, I'm making progress on the areas I'm trying to. But at the same time, I feel like the next, you know, losing the next pound is just as hard as it was losing the first pound. Some things are easier. Like, many people point out that, you know, the hunger signals are probably not as bad for me now, considering my body does have so many excess fat cells, that, like, once I get down closer to, you know, the lower levels of body fat, I'm going to have to fight these hunger signals harder. And this has to do with a lot of the changes I'm feeling right now. To be blunt, you know, it's like, I'm feeling some libido changes that I'm like, I don't, I'm worried if this is just the start of, like, I don't know where I'm gonna be, you know, once I'm all the way down to where I should be. It's really scary to think about the fact that not only am I visually changing, but I'm kind of scared of the fact that there will also be hormonal changes that I don't know how easy they'll be to handle. I don't know if that will induce personality changes. I really don't know what to expect, and it's kind of scary. Again, it's like, I'm terrified that I'm going to get down to where I want to, you know, say that 15% body fat, and not like what I see, because I know I'll need to stay there for a while for a variety of reasons, but most of it is about proving to myself I have control. But I am terrified of not liking it, I guess, is the issue. And there's not much I'll be able to do about it, fundamentally. Like, yes, I could gain all the weight back, but that's not the goal here. It's like, I'm not trying to lose it just to look better. I'm trying to be functional. I want to be able to do the things, to be there for people around me, to actually be a functional human being, because I feel like I have no right to give that up. And so it's hard in the sense that once I make the journey, once I'm there, I'm really hoping that it doesn't bother me as much because, yeah, I'm not going to get plastic surgery to reorganize my face or anything silly like that. Yeah, I might want the excess skin removed, because that's inconvenient on a real physical level. I'm nervous about how that's going to affect me. I am. And I've been really hit in the face recently with all the reasons why it's easy to stop midway through this process. Because it is hard to lose the next 10 pounds just as hard as the last 10 pounds. It's not like it gets easier. It's probably gonna get harder because there's a lot of uncertainty and stress that's really kind of bothering me. And it's like, I guess not liking how I look at 15% body fat is in the like good problems to have territory. But I will admit, it's been getting me down. And that has to do with a lot of things. It's still hard to push through. I've made a huge accomplishment in the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks, I have hit my target for trying to be outside of the house and active 5 days a week. So that's two personal training sessions, one alone session, and then two visits to the pool. And it's like, I'm glad I'm back on to doing that regularly, but it's very hard on me. I find the more I push physically, the more pushback I get emotionally. The swings are just effing wild. Like, I can't believe how low I will feel when I'm tired, when I'm sore, when I'm hungry, whatever the issue is. And then, days like when I was shoveling that day, it's like, wow, I'm doing things. I'm able to do so much more. It's so gratifying. It's empowering to feel like I actually can solve real physical problems in the world. And it's just like, it is so crazy. And I think one of the harder parts of this journey is the whiplash. You go from feeling great, you go from feeling terrible, because all the horrible thoughts that kind of trapped you in that situation aren't gone. I still want to feel like I'm worth, I don't want to, but it's like, I still habitually have to fight the fact that my brain, where I will tell myself I'm worthless or that I will never make it or that, it's not going to be worth it or I can't do this, all those negative feelings. Yes, I've made a lot of progress in, having more positive thoughts in my realm and having more optimistic influences and really leaning into better thought patterns across the board. But those thoughts aren't gone. They're not disappeared. They're not solved, not by any means. And that's kind of where the fear of the whole self-image stuff comes from. I actually just watched a 15-minute BBC segment on bigorexia because I'm worried that maybe I won't be at that point. To be honest, I'm pretty like attached to the idea of being functional. If I can just ride a bike again, that'll be like 8 out of 10, happiness for me in terms of this process. But I am highly concerned that there will be body image issues as I get down to where I want to be. And I'm trying to think of ways to deal with that because I think being proactive is something I have and the luxury of the fact that this is going to take a lot of time. I'm not going to be down at that 15% body fat target even this year, even if it takes, 2 years, it might be quite a bit. And I can't even predict how long it will take because I know once you get down to, let's say, closer to a normal body weight, it does take longer to lose more weight, And I need to be more patient. I need to be more patient with this process. I need to stop thinking ahead about like, oh my goodness, what is it going to be like years from now? I mean, it's silly. It is. I understand that. But I am certainly feeling the, oh, I feel a little bit better. Do I really have to keep pushing as hard? Do I really have to keep going? What if I just like myself, as I am? And the problem is that is a nice idea. But I think the fact that I don't know what my face looks like at a normal body weight is harrowing. To me, it's terrifying to think about the fact that I have not been an adult with a face with a normal level of fat on it. And that, I don't know, is sending me through many kinds of loops because it brings up a lot of regret. It's like, have I even started living my life in a weird sense of thinking about it? And I don't feel prepared. I really do not feel prepared at all. And maybe that's just, you know, my fear and insecurity talking, but like, I know that once I am able to do all the things I want to do, it's a different ball game. It's a different scenario across the board. You know, I still plan activities around, oh shoot, I gotta go down the stairs. Oh shoot, I gotta do this. You know, it's like even simple things like bending down and grabbing something feels like a bit of an obstacle. Even though, like, yes, I've made a ton of progress in getting so much basic mobility and strength has done me a lot of good. But at the same time, it's like I know I'll be living a different life once going for a bike ride isn't even something I think about. It's like, oh, you know, the bike ride is just instrumental to going to the store to get some stuff or going to a place. I miss that so much. You know, I felt so much freedom growing up biking. I would live downtown and I would go anywhere I wanted. And it was incredibly freeing. And it's been so hard on me to live in this situation where I'm confined by my own body. And it's incredibly hard to deal with those feelings. And that's what's made recent, I guess, weeks kind of difficult in the sense that it's like I can do so much more, but I still see all the things I can't do. I still see all the things that are out of reach right now, and it tears me up inside. And so I'm lucky in the sense that one of the things I'm grateful for is the fact that even though things are hard on me emotionally, I still feel the call to eat garbage to smooth it over. I absolutely do, but it's not a crisis. I can hold on. I can wait it out. I can, you know, push through regardless. But these demons are hard to put down, is how I would describe it. It's like these. It's really easy to make a lot of progress and think, oh, well, I'm done. I've solved everything. I fixed it all. But I get regular reminders that that's not the case, that it does require a lot of effort to continue to lose weight. Just because I've been doing everything right for the last couple of months doesn't mean that it doesn't require the same commitment, the same effort, the same discipline over the long period of time it takes to change this. And it's funny because it's like, even my trainer and my other half have been like trying to remind me, even my mother, you know, many people in my life have been reminding me that just because I want to lose X many pounds during winter, I don't need to like be too hard on myself to reach it. But for me, it feels very important because I want to know I have control over this process. And so that's why I am trying to get back to my 5 days active schedule because it's like, hey, it's a big achievement. It definitely resulted in a lot of weight loss. It definitely made a significant difference. And I'm sure, like, the more I'm doing to get stronger, the more that's gonna help me as I get down in weight. Because I'm gonna be honest, this whole, like, me being able to squat, you know, 150, I think, on the bar recently, like, that was crazy because I'm gonna be honest, it did not feel like I needed to get that much stronger to do it. I was just, you know, showing up every week, doing the squats, you know, adding a bit of weight, here and there. And like, it felt really quick. And I think I'm benefiting from the fact that I'm losing weight and gaining strength one way or another. And so by losing that 100 pounds, it's probably not that much different as if I had just done 50 pounds on the bar, while, you know, squatting and whatever. And things are getting easier. This process is showing me that things are working, that things are getting better, that I can do this, and that it really does transform your life. And it's just hard because the dark moments don't go away. You know, it's like you're still going to feel pretty rough. I'm gonna be honest, the hardest part is the regret. The hardest part is realizing I can do this, which kind of means you could do it before. One way or another, I mean, I wish I had figured this out earlier. I wish I had leaped on the right pieces of information or my mind just, you know, twisted the right way. I don't know what it would have taken for me to do this earlier, but it is very hard to face that feeling because it's like, well, this existence I've put myself in was unnecessary. It didn't have to be that way. And those feelings are incredibly, incredibly challenging to deal with. And I share this because I really do struggle with talking about the Dark Ones. I was looking back at my blog about, like, oh, what was I writing, you know, as I was starting out. And it's funny because there was what I was sharing publicly and there's what I was journaling on my own. And what I was journaling on my own was just, I need to write more. I need to write more. I need to write more. Feeling stressed, struggling to it. Like, all really basic stuff that was not what I could have sworn I had more journal entries from the time, but apparently not. And this is the thing that's kind of got me. It's like, I realized as I was starting to really make these changes, I was still in a world of shame. I was still in a world of struggling, you know, mentally to even face my own feelings, much less share them publicly. And so it's very challenging. And I have a lot of sympathy for people in any kind of situation where it's like you're trying to do the best you can and it's working. It may even be working, but it's not obvious to you. And it's certainly not obvious to the world around you. And that's a tough thing to push through. Again, I have a long way to go. If I stopped here, people would probably wonder if I even lost any weight at all. You know, it's like, I'm sure someone could be like, oh, it's camera angles, it's the lighting, you know, whatever. And believe me, I'm trying to learn how to get good at that kind of stuff just so that, you know, the documentary side of this looks more presentable near the end, because, I don't know, it's like it's worth learning about. It's like all I'm thinking is like bright lights. I need the window outside to the left. I need the light here on and whatever. It is a hard journey. It's not easy at all. And, you know, I kind of had this weird thought come to me recently about how I don't think independence is an illusion. Me being able to move around and do things and accomplish tasks and do cooking and all these other things that are important for my independence do matter, and they are real. But to me, this idea that any one person goes through any difficult process like this entirely on their own, I'm kind of suspicious of it now. In fact, the wider your support network is, the more opportunities you have to create the illusion that this is all you and not the wider support network around you. And this is where I think it's really important for people to consider, hey, are you isolating yourself from other people and are you letting those feelings keep you into this vicious cycles of self-destruction? And I think the isolation really is the killer. I think it's when you cut yourself off from the world, you cut yourself off from those who are able to help you. And I think that was my biggest mistake, was doing that, not only at all, but so early. That was like the first thing I messed up when it came to gaining all this weight. It was like, as soon as I started getting a little bit insecure, I would retreat, retreat, retreat. And I had a huge friend group, you know, not that long ago, of a lot of people around me who I'm sure could have helped in a variety of ways, and I'm sure would have liked to. But because I was already feeling shame, because I was already feeling regret and frustration with it, I just withdrew. I didn't, you know better. And so, just like I wrote in my first blog post talking about the New Year's resolutions for 2024, I said, you know, a strong, you know, mobile body is not something, is not a gift you want to take for granted. And I actually think a large, you know, positive and encouraging social circle is the same thing. If you have a wide variety of friends in your life, don't let your own feelings cut you off from them. Try to maintain that, you know, as much as you can. I get it. People move on, life circumstances get in the way, and it's like, hey, that happens, but that's not you choosing to withdraw from people, probably prematurely, you know. It's like, and I think it's also kind of like good news in a sense that it shows that like investing in your ability to be with people in a real meaningful capacity, you know, just being a good friend actually probably does a lot more for you and the person you're, you know, caring for than one would think. I'm getting too sappy. I can't. I've got to have to, I don't know, maybe I'll cut all that out. I don't know, probably not. But it's hard because it's like this journey is a very tough road. And I'm certainly struggling with the more difficult parts of it. So I appreciate, I don't know, you listening this far. I mean, all I'm really trying to say is I'm nervous about changes. I'm nervous about getting introduced to my adult body as I try to get into it. It's like, I'm 30 years old and I'm kind of like already scared of like, oh shoot, I'm going to jump into an adult body that I haven't actually gotten used to. And that's a little scary fundamentally. It's driving me nuts, you know, fundamentally, but there are a lot of good moments. And I think it's important that when things are hard, you're holding on to the fact that it will get better, that there are many great things to be excited about during this process. And if somebody is as far gone, you know, as I have been, you know, it's the kind of thing that like, it can turn around. Things can get better. It's not easy. I can't promise you, oh, you know, just do this simple trick and it's all fixed. Like, no, it is a lot of work. It is a lot of wrestling with yourself. It is a lot of asking for help, which isn't an easy thing to do, especially when you have retreated so much. And so I'm going to leave it there just so that I don't become a complete sobbing mess. But I appreciate you tuning in or, you know, listening to this or whatever the situation is, because I actually think it's really important for people, you know, especially people who might want to go on this journey, to know that the whiplash of great feelings and horrible feelings is part of the process. And that's something I'm still struggling to get a hold of, but thank you so much, and I hope everyone's having a great one.